very short halachas, okay, a few very short ideas in halacha about today. Now today, first of all, rinsing out your mouth. A person is not allowed to rinse out their mouth with water. Water is forbidden. Mouthwash, many Paiskim say, is permitted because you have no yetzahara to swallow mouthwash. Anything which is toxic, which is something which would not be to your benefit, so according to many Paiskim, you are permitted to put that in your mouth to clean out your mouth. But if something wasn't like water, which person has no problem swallowing water, water should not be used to rinse out your mouth. And there's a chakir in halacha, if tzoyim gedalia is called, by definition, a nitcha. Because when was Gedalia assassinated? It's not so clear, mashallah, some say on Rosh Hashanah mamash, the first day Rosh Hashanah. If we are observing his death on the third day of the year, it's a nitcha. Some tell us that he was assassinated on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, but by us we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. It's not clear what they had at the time of the assassination of Gedalia. Was it 1 day? Was it 2 days? If he was assassinated on the second day, still we are observing the third day. If this is true, then this that we commemorate his misa on the third day is automatically deemed a nitcha. So that would mean that the laws of Tzom Gedalia, by definition, are automatically more lenient than the laws of fasting on Tisha B'Av, on Asar B'Teves, and Shavasa B'Tamos. This is a very controversial statement I've just made among the Poskim, and it's Nogeya when it comes to, when people come with questions, could they be Mekel, especially a woman, when the Poskim, they mentioned, the one case that's mentioned in detail is a woman who has given birth after 30 days. A woman within 30 days who has given birth, there's nothing to discuss, does not fast. Period. Okay, a woman who has given birth within 30 days, no fasting. What about a woman who is post 30 days? Does she have to fast if she's not feeling 100% up to speed? So normally the answer is she has to fast. Unless she'll tell you that it's mamash bekuach nefesh, unless it's really, really a health issue. No, you're a little weak, so I'm also a little weak. We're all very weak. You're not allowed to be so lenient. However, a woman, the halach is on a nitcha, on a tainus, that's a nitcha, that's not bo bayom. If you have, let's say, shivas b'tamos, that's a nitcha. A woman past 30 days, since she gave birth, is allowed to eat. So some want to argue that being that Tzom Gedalia is not on the anniversary of the assassination of Gedalia, it is automatically a nitcha, and therefore, by definition, the laws of Tzom Gedalia are more lenient. The woman that passed 30 days does not have to fast. And there are other examples. Basically, it's a mindset and how we paskin, how lenient we can be. Yesh v'yesh, machlokes ha'poskim, what to do. The truth is, it's really not nogea today, because today, the mindset is, if you're asking the shayla, you don't have to fast. That's pretty much the attitude of most Rabbanim. If you already went through the effort to come to me to ask me a shayla, then not on my plates. You don't have to fast. So it's not nogeya. The whole thing really turns out, it becomes not nogeya halacha l'maisa. I'll give you another example, which is really where it said this thing is not nogeya. And this is a very, very big topic of discussion. There are probably people, Talmidicham, they give shiurim for hours on this topic. If a person comes to a Rav and he says, listen, today is Tzom Gedalia. I'm no youngster. I'm not in the best of health. If I fast today on Tzom Gedalia, it's going to wipe me out. I will not be able to fast on Yom Kippur. But if you let me eat today on Yom Kippur, I'll make a deal with you, Rabbi. If you make me, what? If you let me eat. If you let me eat on Yom Kippur, on Tzom Gedalia, if you let me eat today on Tzom Gedalia, I'm going to be able, I can make an estimation, evaluation, that I will have the koyach to fast on Yom Kippur. So what is the dilemma? Yom Kippur is deoraisa. Eating on Yom Kippur is a chiv koris. We're dealing with mamish, this is the spitz. This is the big. Tzom Gedalia is a derabbanan, it's a minhag. You know, you can argue what it used to be a fast of the Nevi'im, the prophets. Today it's not called anymore, it's some of the Nevi'im. Today it's a Takana de Rabbanan. Some will say it's only a Minog. Okay, you can argue whatever you want to say, but it's definitely not on the level of Yom HaKippurim. So l'chayra, you have a right to be responsible and to argue. I'm going to eat today in order to prepare myself for the big fast, the Tzoyim Rabba Yom HaKippurim. On the other hand, you're not mechuyev to worry about what's going to be in a week from now, in 7 days from now. You're not mechuyev right now. Is today a fast day? Can you fast today? Yes. I could fast today, I'll survive. So fast today. Oh, you're telling me, but it's going to have consequences down the line, what's going to be in 7 days from now? According to halacha, according to the Torah, you have no obligation to take into consideration what's going to be in 7 days from now with regard to your fasting. Right now, the Rabbanim gave you a mitzvah to fast. They gave you a mitzvah. That's what you're supposed to do. And someone goes so far to say, this is what Chazal mean when they say, Chazal have a koyach to be oiker dover min ha-Torah b'shev v'al-tase. Which we normally interpret to mean, if it's Shabbos, don't take the lulav and esrog. That's what we normally, because you may come to carry, some say it refers to something just like this. Chazal gave you a mitzvah to fast today, chaperein, fast. Oh, but now it's going to have a consequence that it's going to be in 7 days from now, I'm not going to be able to eat on Yom Kippurim. Shev v'al taseh, which means in this context, sit back and don't pay attention to what's going to be. Shev, just relax. You're not obligated to take into consideration what's going to be. Fulfill the mitzvah of the Rabbanan. Whatever will be. If you can't fast, you can't fast on Yom HaKippurim. Right now, you have an obligation to fast. This is a major, major dilemma amongst the Poskim. What should a person do? Halacha l'maisa, the vast majority of the Poskim Paskin, you should fast today. You should fast today, even though it will mean for sure, al derech hateva, you will not be fasting on Yom Kippur. That is how the vast majority of the poskim paskin. Now this thing that I just told you is not nogeya halacha lemaisa. Why is it not nogeya halacha lemaisa? So everyone says this, all the gedolim say this, is because if a person comes to the Rav and asks him a shaila and says, Rabbi, if I fast today, I'm not going to be able to fast on Yom Kippur. The rabbi says, if you're telling me the fact that if you're so weak that you fast today, it's going to have such an effect on your health that you're not going to be able to fast on Yom Kippur, I don't think you should be fasting today either. That is the bottom line. That all starts and stops right there, and that's it. If anyone makes such a statement today with clarity, fasting today is going to weaken me that I can't fast, wow. It's going to weaken you so much. The lingering effect is going to stay with you for 7 days. The bottom line, this is the halacha, is you are not fasting today. I'm sorry, forget about it. That's another shaila. We'll get there. Wait until we get there to ask that shaila. But for sure, you're not fasting today. So isn't it interesting? This whole lumdis that you can darshan from today until tomorrow is not nogeya halacha lemaisa bizman hazeh. If someone even has to ask this type of shaila, they're not fasting, period. Same thing with a woman who comes to ask a shaila, I'm a yoledes, it's now after 30 days, is as gedshom gedalia a nitcha? Is it not a nitcha? If it's a nitcha, you can be lenient. If it's not a nitcha, so you have to be machmir. The truth is, it's not nogea. Because a person today that's coming to ask the shaila that's on the border, if it's a nidche, not a nidche, should I fast, not fast, it's not nogea. If you're already coming to ask the shaila, all of the rabbonim are going to tell the person, you know what, if you're really not up to it, you don't have to fast. That's how it is. It's a different tkufa. We're very weak. That's accepted. It's accepted. That's how it is. So whatever it is, for whatever reason, that's the way it is today. It's clear as day. So these type of shalos and that no give, a person is just not up to it. He's not up to it, and he does not fast. So what should you do if you're not going to fast? So first of all, this basic halacha, very interesting halacha, about not fasting. Number one, if you're not fasting, let's say you're part of a club. Let's say in a nursing home, and there are people that are elderly people, and they're not fasting. That's how it is. The Rabbanan Paskin. And they have breakfast, they have lunch, and they have dinner, and they come together. The halacha is there is no birchos hazimun. If you're in, let's say you have like in a nursing home, there are people that are served every single day. They're served lunch, and they're mezamein. They eat together, and they wash and they bench together. You do not recite birchos hazimun. Rabbi Sain, nevarech yishem Hashem nevarech me'atav yadolam berushus baruch shachalnu. Even if you're sitting together. On a tinus, even if you're given the green light to eat, you're permitted to eat, you do not bench bezimun, because since today is a yoim tzoim, it is disrespectful to the day to be mezamein together. It's a milsa bifarhesya, and it's not to be done. It is usher to do so on a yoim tzoim. Okay, if a person by mistake, he makes a bracha, he make a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokim Melech Olam, Shakol Nia Bidvaroi. What did I just do? Today is a tinus. I'm not allowed to eat. And you have a cup of water in your hands, you have something, you forget yourself. Are you allowed to? Yeah, made a bracha. It'll be a bracha levatala if I do not put bitoyim a teeny small amount. What are you supposed to do? As everything we know is a machlokes apoiskim, the bottom line is, it appears from what he writes here, the consensus amongst the majority is, do not put the food in your mouth. It's a bracha levatala. You recite Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchuso Li'olam Bo'ed. You do not try to save the bracha by being toyeim ma'at. The only time you do that is if it's a private tainus. Interesting. If you are mekabel in the middle of the year, on December 3rd, this year, for whatever reason, you know, I want to fast Monday. I have a yetzahara to fast. I want to have a tzoyim. I want to fast. And you makabel the tainis by mincha the day before. It's a private fast. And then in the middle of the day, you go to the coffee machine and you take a cup of coffee and you take a bracha and you make a bracha shahakol. And after you finish the bracha, you remember, wait a minute, today I'm fasting, I'm a private fast. Then the halacha is, do not let it be a bracha levatala. You take your toyim a teeny, teeny ma'at, so it should not be a bracha levatala. But on a public fast day, the consensus of the poskim is you do not put the food in your mouth, and you just stop and you recite Baruch Shem Kvar Malchuso Li'olam Vo'et. Let's say you went further, you actually ate. I put the food in my mouth and I ate. Do you make a Borei Nefashos? Do you make, if you washed and you ate a kezayis of bread, do you bench? This is very interesting. So I believe the halacha is you do not, unless you ate Kidei Sevi. It's a very, very interesting halacha. Unless you ate kidei sevia, bread. When it comes to bread, if you ate a small amount of bread, just a teeny little bit of bread, are you satisfied? No, I'm not satisfied. I'm still hungry. Then if you were to bench right now, would that be a derabanan or a deiraisa? A derabanan. Minatora. What? The makbid, and makbid upon themselves to bench, when they're supposed to bench, when it's not a fast day. But being that it's only a mitzvah midrabanan, and today the rabbanan told you to fast, you made a mistake, incredible halacha. If you eat bread, and you would normally eat a kezayis. You eat a kezayis, you mechuyif to bench. But you're not satisfied, you don't bench. Isn't that amazing? You do not recite the birchos hamazon. If you ate so much, you can honestly say I'm satisfied, then you have to bench. Even though it's a tainus. Now, he does not discuss a Bari Nefashais and an Al HaMichya. I don't know the answer. I'm assuming not.
But if you're a Choyla, you do bench.
If you're a Choyla, then I guess, you know what? I don't even know if that's... Okay. If you're a Choyla, fine. Okay. I guess...
You have three Choyla,
no, that you don't do. That you still do not do. That you, under no condition do you do that. That you don't do, for sure not. But benching, he doesn't talk about. He does not talk about a choyle, so I do not know. I'm assuming you're right. If you're mechuyev to eat, there's no fast upon you. You have to bench. I guess you're right. Let's assume that to be the case, because that's what we do. That we know to be the fact. That's what we do. If a person is allowed to eat, he makes a bracha and he benches. No matter he's satisfied, he's not satisfied, a bari nefash, ala michya. Now, what about a person by mistake he makes a shakal, the question of being a bari nefash, and being an al hamichya? I would imagine you don't. I would imagine, I'm assuming that it's no different than Birchas Hamazon. It's no different than Birchas Hamazon, and you do not recite a Baracha Acharoina. The only time you recite a Baracha Acharoina is only when it's a Deraisa. A Deraisa only when it's bread, it's Dagon, it's bread, and there is Sevilla. So if there is no Sevilla, or it's not Dagon, and you're not supposed to be eating this food, you're a healthy person, you're not supposed to be eating this food, then you do not recite a Baracha Acharoina if Chas V'Shalom you eat by mistake. Okay, next thing, can you take an aliyah by mincha? No, absolutely not. Okay, shachris, the Paiskim say that it depends if it's a Monday, Thursday, anyway you're supposed to lane. If you're anyway supposed to lane Monday and Thursday in the linen vayichal, lechatchilo, you should not be taking an aliyah, but if they call you up for an aliyah, you don't have to embarrass yourself and say that I'm not fasting, or I will not fast. If you know that you're going to break your fast, also you should not be taking an aliyah. But on a day like today, when it's already too late, it's not Monday, Thursday, some Paiskim are so machmir, if they call you up for an aliyah, and it's Monday, and it's not a Monday or a Thursday, or it's mincha no matter what, you have to tell them, I'm sorry, I'm not fasting, I'm not planning on fasting, and you're not allowed to take the aliyah, even though they called you up by name. Ad kidei kach. That's how it says. As a matter of fact, I was a little shocked. I didn't know you were so machmir on this. Gov gadol kavod habrios. Okay, there is an element of gadol kavod habrios. Not that doicha loisa say shabutara. There is such a thing when it comes to a rav. They call up a rav. So there is gadol kavod habrios, where bidiyaved. If they call him up, he can take the aliyah in order that they should not embarrass his position. The Rabbonus people should not look down upon the Torah, how far it goes, I really do not know.
But
L'chatchil the Gabbai should ask. You shouldn't embarrass someone. Not every Gabbai knows all these halachas. Okay? The average Gabbai, Adrabba, doesn't seem to know too many of these in Yonim. The Rabbi should guide him. A good Rabbi breathes down the neck of his gabbai. Rabbi Ramevsky, is that true?
Yeah.
Okay, a really good rabbi has the gabbai in his clutches. In his clutches. He knows what his gabbai knows, what his gabbai does not know. He anticipates all of the problems that will arise, and you have to be very careful only to give an aliyah lechatchila to a person who is fasting. If you get an aliyah today by mincha, important halacha, people do not know this, if you get an aliyah today by mincha, and they come to Hashem, Hashem, and they come to the Yugimel, what else do we say? Shuv, mecharoina apech v'nochem al arol yamecha, and then they say the Yud Gimel Midos, and then they say the third thing, you who get the aliyah should be quiet. Do not say these words. Don't be like the Tzibur Shuv, mecharoina apecha. If you're getting the aliyah, just be quiet. If you can read along, you read along together with the Baal Kri when he says it. Not me, din. You're not responding. There's a halacha that when you get an aliyah, you are supposed to quietly. A sound should not come out of your lips. The truth is, we had once discussed this. I think machlok is a place of what you really should do. But our custom, more or less, is that the one who gets the aliyah should attempt to read along with the Baal Kriya quietly. A sound should not come out of your mouth so that you do not confuse or disturb the Baal Kriya, but you're supposed to read along with him, but only when he's reciting. When you get the aliyah, you should not respond with the tzibur, shuv mecharoin apecha. You should not say Hashem, Hashem, just listen quietly. Now, what about saying anenu? You only can say anenu during the mincha, the shliach tzibur, only if there are 10 people who are fasting and are committed to make it out to the end of the day fasting. If you're in shul for mincha and there are 10 people and only 9 are fasting, and certainly if only one is fasting, you do not recite anenu as a stand-alone baracha. Okay, the Shliach Tzibur in Chazaras Hashatz, after Re'eino V'onyenu, recites Anenu Hashem, Anenu B'yoim Tzoim Ta'anisenu, as a stand-alone bracha. You only say this if You only say this if there are 10 people who are fasting and 10 people who are committed to fast to the end of the day. Take a vote. It's not a joke. Some shuls, the very small shuls, you'd be shocked to learn that most people are not fasting because doctor's orders. Not everyone today is. We live in a world where you'd be surprised how many people are not fasting. Okay, Rachman, that's how it is. So you need 10 people. Now, if 10 people are not fasting, you still say Anenu in Shema Koileinu, like the Yochid does. In Shema Koileinu, you say it there, but not as a standalone bracha. Now, let's say the Shaliach Tzibur himself is not fasting. Let's say there's 25 people. You have a minute, people, but the Shaliach Tzibur is not fasting as Yartzeit. I want to daven for the Yom today. He should not daven. If the Shliach Tzibur is not fasting, then the Shliach Tzibur should not be the Baal Tzilah because he cannot say Anenu as a stand-alone bracha. Let us say there is no one else in the shul who's qualified to daven for the Amud. No one wants to daven. No one, everyone refuses to daven. And the only one that's willing to daven is a person who is not fasting. And you do have 10 people in the shul who are fasting. Then the halacha is he should say Anenu in Shema Koileinu. You say Anenu, but you say Anenu a part of Shema Koileinu, not as a stand-alone bracha. So the bottom line is you have to have 10 people in the shul who are fasting to say it as a stand-alone bracha, and the Shliach Tzibur also must be fasting in order that he can say the bracha of Anenu as a stand-alone bracha. Another common shaila. Shliach Tzibur gets confused, and he says Anenu before Re'enu of Anenu, as a stand-alone bracha. What is the proper location to insert the bracha of Anenu? After you finish Goel Yisrael, Re'enu Avonenu, V'rivo Revenu, Goleinu Me'ilaman Shemecha, Ki Goel Chozokot, Baruchat Hashem, Goel Yisrael, Anenu Hashem, Anenu B'yoyim Tzoyim Ta'anisenu. Let us say the Shliach Tzibur gets confused, and he sees that it says in the Siddur to say Anenu, and on the bottom it says Anenu, and he gets confused. This happens more often than you think, and he says Anenu before he recites the bracha of Re'enu V'onyenu. He says it a bracha early. So what do? Big shaila. You say Anenu in the wrong place. So this is big machlokes what you should do. Not so something. By the way, if you say a regular bracha of the Shema out of order, let's say the Baal Tefillah gets confused, and he reverses the brachas, you have to go back, and you must say the brachas of the Shema in the Esrei in order. On a regular day, just when you made the mistake, go back to the part that you made the mistake. And if you already finished all, you have to do Chazay Shas all over again. If you, the brachos, the 13 middle brachos, it's critical they said in order. If you say the brachos out of order, lo yatsa, you got to go back to where you made the mistake and do it again. The question is, does Anenu Hashem Anenu B'yom Tzayim Tanitzenu follow that rule? Where you have to go, what?
Why not?
Because it's an addition. It's not part of the original brachas. So this is an ifshita deloy ibaya. There is no answer. So what do we do? What do we do in this case? What do we do in this case? So the bottom line is we don't repeat it, and you say it during Shema Koileinu, not as a stand-alone bracha. Okay, if a person can. By the way, going back to eating, a person by mistake, he forgets to eat. He forgets it's a fast and he eats. Just because you made a mistake and you ate lunch does not mean you're allowed to eat dinner. You have to fast the remainder of the day.
Can he say
Anenu? No, he cannot say Anenu.
Even if it's a mistake.
Even if he's not fasting anymore, you do not say Anenu. Once a person broke his fast, but you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat the remainder of the day. Just because you made a mistake, you're not allowed to eat. That's it. You have to stop and you're not allowed to eat. Do you have to make it up the next day? No. There is no requirement if you honestly made a mistake, you ate during the fast day, you do not have to fast another day to make it up. There is a minute if you want to eat for the avera of eating, so if you want, privately you can be makabel upon yourself a tainus. But there is no makeup. There's no makeup. If you don't fast bo bayom, there's nothing you can really do to make it up. However, there is a minug that if you do eat, or if you're not planning on fasting, the doctor tells you not to fast, so you're supposed to give tzedakah. You're supposed to be poideh the tzoim with mamoin. People do not know this. If doctor gives you orders, you are not fasting, that's going to cost you. That's going to cost you. You have to pay. You have to give tzedakah that you would ordinarily not give. In general, you should know, in general, Chazal say that the reward, the agra d'tanisa, is tzedakah. In ancient times, this is a joke to people, they laugh at you, tell them this, they don't have no clue what this means. In ancient times, what does it mean? The reward of fasting is tzedakah. In ancient times, when you fast, you know what that means that you fast? It means you save money. Okay, it means you save money. You don't have to buy lunch. So the money that you save by not eating. So look at that. So windfall. I have now extra money in my bank. I didn't have to buy lunch today. So what do you do with that extra money? That money goes to poor people. Now today, Adrab, today a fast day for the average person cost him more than normal, because if you fast the whole day, so what do you do? Dinner is going to be extra special. Isn't that the way it is today? The dinner you have when you break your fast costs more than your breakfast, lunch, and supper put together.
If you go shopping today,
you're going to buy even more. For tonight, you're going to buy even more. So today, no one understands what this means. But in time of Chazal, when a person did not eat, it does not mean that he spent more money on supper. So the money you save by not eating, you give to poor people. The agra, the reward of a fast day, is the money that you're giving to poor people for tzedakah. Today, it's hard to understand that. But Chazal say on a day of a tzoyim, it's a very important thing to give tzedakah. In addition to giving tzedakah, when you do fast, a person, for whatever reason, cannot fast, he has to give even more tzedakah to redeem the fast. Okay, mincha ma'ariv. Ma'ariv, we daven ma'ariv early. Okay, there are any other halachas. You daven ma'ariv. People today don't wait. You don't have to be machmir to finish the fast. Most people today, they only wait not more than 45 minutes. You can break your fast already 45 minutes after sunset. You don't have to be machmir when it comes to, because the truth is, in time of Chazal, it's not mukhrach, you have to be mashlim the fast. Time of Chazal, you see, there's a thing of fasting, but the fast really ends after Plag Mincha, towards the end of the day. You have to go and be mashlim the fast until Tzeisak Rechavim. That's a very big chumrah. We do that, we're machmir on that. We're machmir to be mashlim the four taniyos to the very, very end. Other fast days, not necessarily. You fast, let's even you fast, so you can break a fast already when it gets to the end of the day, or let's say an hour before sunset. Okay, we don't do that. Today we go to the very, very end. But because really it's not necessarily a halacha that you have to go to the very, very end, you certainly do not have to hold Rabbeinu Tam to end the fast. You don't have to wait 72 minutes, 90 minutes when the fast is over to end the fast. You can end the fast 45 minutes, and that's why come on every single shul in the stable, they daven ma'ariv pretty early, so that you can already go home. By the time you get home, it'll already be 45 minutes, and you can break the fast. Very interesting, Shiloh. What about Birchos Kohanim? Do you recite the Birchos Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael on a fast day by Mincha? Do we say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu Baruchinu Babracha on a fast day by Mincha? So we do. The truth is, the only time you're really supposed to do it is if you daven Mincha late, Plag Mincha, the end of the day. Me'ikar Hadin, if you daven Mincha Gedoyla at 1:30, whatever it is, in Eretz Yisrael, then Me'ikar Hadin, the Kohanim are not allowed to duchen. The duchening is only done, like when you bring the Karban Tamid, Shalben Harbaim in the late afternoon. And therefore, the Shliach Tzibur should not even say in America, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. Now, don't get scared. That's not our minog. Okay, the Chaznish Taka, where Chaznish, he passed the Lachal Lamayis, that you should not duchen, not say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, unless you daven Mincha on a Tainis after Plag Mincha. Would you believe that? And therefore, what time would that be? I guess it's like 6:30 today, something like that. Halacha L'maisa, this is not La Halacha. Halacha L'maisa, we'd say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, if you daven the earliest man in Eretz Yisrael, it's unheard of. They all duchen. They say Birchos Kohanim by Mincha, even if they daven Mincha at 1:30, 12, whatever the earliest Mincha is. But 5:51. But the truth is, if you go back to the sources, the Mekoros, it's interesting that we do things today that are not really, it's interesting why we do things that are not really lahalacha. It has to be like it was in the Mikdash. And in the Mikdash, it's not the Zman to Duchen, but Tzibur, and only during the time of the Tamid Shalben Harboim, and the Tamid Shalben Harboim is brought Plag Mincha, And it's a chiddush that you should be permitted to say Elokeinu, Elokeinu Avoseinu, and to duchin before plag mincha. Again, that's not our minhag. Our minhag is we do it. Don't get me wrong. You're not going to find a shulte that's not going to say Elokeinu, but you should know where it's coming from. It is indeed a chiddush. Okay, anything else? And I'll just end off. Anything else? It's hakei avinu malkeinu. We all know we say avinu malkeinu. Avinu malkeinu has nothing to do with tachnon. Even though there may be a simcha, there may be a bris, there may be a moel, Avinu Malkeinu you say no matter what. Tachnun you have to say before Shkia. There's also, if it's a very nice thing, if you can say, there's a Riboin Ha'olamim. Okay, so this is Kedai, Halacha L'mayis, people don't do this. When in the Shmoyne Esrei, after you have a good sitter, in before you say Yehiyu L'Rotzayin, when you finish the Shmoyne Esrei, in addition to saying Anenu, no one does this for some reason, but it's brought down Halacha. No, not Shema Koleinu. No. Don't tamper. No. It's not Shema Koleinu. It's not in Shema Koleinu. After, when you don't say in Shema Koleinu, it's not necessarily so simple to say in Shema Koleinu, whatever you want. But at the end of the Shmoyne Esrei, before you say Yehiyu L'Ratzayin, you have to search for a siddur that has it. There's something called the Riboin Ha'olamim, where you say to Hashem that the fast should be as if I offered a carbon. There are some very beautiful things. All right, you have to go see which city you're looking at. But you shouldn't say it there. He brings down to the proper place. If you can do this, it's very nice. By mincha, to recite at the end of the Shemoyne Esrei, before Yehiyu L'Rotzoin, no harm done. It's only good to recite with kavanah, to read those words of Riboin Ha'olamim. Okay, anything, any questions? Any questions? Anything I left out? We're not at the Shabbos Shuvah. We're not at the Shabbos Shuvah yet. We'll do it till then. No, but we're not at the Shabbos Shuvah. We didn't do Shabbos Shuvah. We don't do that song with Dalia. What? Yes, you can take a shower today. You can take a haircut today. Haircut is a shayla. It's only a very big chumrah. Mikra, then you can take a haircut. And a shower you can certainly take. Certainly you can take a shower. Okay, and the Svardim, they have the best thing. The Svardim are like a tiny Stibur, right? The Svardim, they're like a tiny Stibur. He's not answering. For learning, you're allowed to answer. Okay, let me conclude you with one Vart on the day. I saw this made an impression upon me. One short Vart to wind down. So a Rebbe asked to tell me them. Yes, it seems like he asked a bunch of mature Talmidim, older Talmidim. He said to them, let's say a doctor told you, Rachman al-San, you have only 30 days to live. That's it, 30 days to live. What would you do? I want an answer from every single Talmud in this classroom. He said to his students, what will you do if the doctor told you have 30 days to live? And the Talmidim, I give him 3 minutes to think about it. And the answers he got were so off the wall, he could write a book. Some of the funny answers, some of the interesting answers, some of the sad answers of what the Talmudim told him. There was only one Talmud that got it right. Only one Talmud that said the right answer. And the Talmud said, I would be doing exactly what I'm doing now. I would not change my Seder Hayoim one drop, one iota. My Seder Hayoim for the next 30 days will be exactly what I was planning to do before you told me this information, exactly the same. That is the answer. That answer indicates that this person is living his life to the fullest. If a person has to hear this statement and has to think, oh no, what should I do to chop around the last 30 days? It means you're not really living in this world. You're not really living a true life. You're wasting your time. You're not taking advantage of what Hashem has given you. Hashem doesn't expect you to sit and learn the whole day. Hashem gives you whatever. You can analyze this from many, many different angles. You have a tafkid. You work. You spend time with your family. You relax. You learn. You daven. Okay, you do what you're supposed to do. You can do it better. You can do it worse. There are things, but a person has to live every day as if it's his last day. And it does not mean you go meshuggah. You go and you bury your head into a mesilas yesharim and who knows what. It means you enjoy life and you do your tafkid in this world. It's an incredible insight. This really shook all the things that I've heard over the yomtov. This really shook me up the most. That's the right answer. To be able to give that answer requires a person to really look very hard at himself, deep into his who he is. What is my purpose here? To bring yourself to recognize, yes, that's the life I'm living. This, what I'm doing, I'm happy with what I'm doing. I'm doing Avodas Hashem. I would not do anything different for the next 30 days. Halavai, we should be zeichet to live such a life. Have an easy and meaningful fast day. All the best.